Hello?
Hi, Ernesto. It's Tina from Local Splash. Getting back to you.
How you doing, Miss Tina?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm trying to get in there. Hanging in there.
Yeah, I bet. I got the message about the cell phone towers being knocked down, huh?
Yeah, the weather's been kind of off since last month. So last month we had a tornado that passed through Houston and Conroe. So most of the power has been restored, but some of the places it hasn't been restored. So that's why we're,
How scary. Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, so I remember those tornado days. That is scary, and it hit right in your city, huh?
Yeah. Like downtown Houston, it still doesn't have a full power downtown, so it's crazy, so. And like I said, I've been trying to call you. The only thing, like, I guess when you call me back, like I said, I'm moving. I'm trying to rebuild the stuff that we have, my shed and all that stuff, because some parts got damaged with the water and other stuff. So that's why I've been going back and forth. So, and that's the reason I've been down on payments. Right now, yeah. So I was trying to call you because I was going to try to put my page on just, on the $49 for these 2 months or this month until I get back my, because I'm waiting for the insurance money for whatever got damaged. But right now, everything's
I think that would be a great move. You know, that would be a great move for you because that way, right now the site's both canceled, but they still are up and they have that little orange banner on them. So if you can do the 49, then that would be a great move for you because it would get the sites fully active again in the meantime. And then you could always call us back, you know, later when, you know, like you say, that insurance money comes in and you can get back on your feet then. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let me just adjust the pricing. Do you want to do $49 for each site, which means you would just pay $98 today?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let me indicate that, and then I'll create the new invoice to make sure that the payment is correct. Let's see here. Oh, good. Okay, good. So it did it. It applied the $49 for each one of the sites. And then I'll also reset the start date for today. So that means that we'll, you know, take the payment, but you'll be paid in full until July 6th. So you don't have to worry about any of that past due payment or anything like that. I'll put a note in here that you had the tornado and, you know, you're trying to get things up and running again. So for the $98, Ernesto, is it a different credit card or do you want me to try on the same one that we had?
No, I'm gonna put in a different card because right now that one I don't know what happened to the bank, so they haven't fully accessed my actually business card. So I'm going back and forth and like a million things that I'm trying to take care of it. And like right now we haven't done no work, so we just mainly trying to focus, get back the office back in track. So and that's my main goal. But I don't want things to get canceled, and then later on I'm going to need them, and it's going to be more headache.
Yeah, it's a bigger headache if the sites come down completely, because then we have to start all over again. But right now you're catching it in time where we still have the domains and everything, so that's no problem. So my only question is, for the billing address on the new card, is it still the Addison Bell Boulevard, or is it a different billing address?
No, it's still the Addison Bell Boulevard.
Okay, excellent. So then I'm ready.
I believe I paid once with that card. Let me see.
We have a MasterCard ending in 1236, just so you know. So if it's different, I'll
update
it.
Yes, that's the one I'm going to use today. That's my personal one.
Oh, it is. Okay, and it's is the expiration still 527?
Give me 1 second. The expiration day is 527, and the last three is 180.
Okay. Yep, you're right. That is the card that we have. So is it good to process now, or do you need to transfer? Or anything?
No, you can do it right now.
Let's give it a whirl. Excellent. It went through, Ernesto. So I'm going to flag that department that you reactivated your two websites, And if you see an orange banner on them, that will be removed within one business day, okay?
Okay. Just one quick question, because on my John Holland, that's what I was calling, because I got the number, the tracking number. I don't know if it would be able to get the same possible number, because that's the one I have in all my business cards.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Usually when an account cancels, we lose the call tracking number and we have to get a new one. I hope that's not the case, but I'll check with that department and see if we can still get the same number for you. So let me just check. The one that you have on your business cards, is it the one that was showing on the lawn care or on the junk removal?
Oh, junk removal.
Okay, so let me just pull that up. Nine three six two two zero two one one two, right?
No, this one is, I don't even remember. I think it was,
yeah, they took the tracking number off.
7522.
Okay, 946243 what?
936-243-7522.
7522.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so I will see if they can retrieve that call tracking number. In the event that they can't, they'll set up a new one and they'll contact you with what that is, but I'll keep my fingers crossed that they can still get that for you. Either way, you'll hear back from us either today or tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, okay. And then thank you for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay, Ernesto?
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.